Welcome back, everybody, to another clean episode of the Be Better podcast. This is our first podcast post-pandemic, and we are social distancing. And by we, I mean myself and Coach Gabby.
Yes.
Gabby's on the phone.
We are talking on the cell phone. We're apart.
We're way far apart
but
in the state.
But still together.
Yeah. Oh, it's together in spirit.
Yeah. Because where are you? You're up north, Grand Rapids, right?
Yeah, we're at the lake house. We're basically, we gave up the cities and everything that was there for up north here.
Where it's quiet, calm, and snowing.
Yep, and you're at the Be Better Armada on the north side, correct?
Yes. We are at home. It's Chris, myself, and our little hound.
So good. So good.
Mm-hmm.
And how's Chris doing? Is he working from home right now?
You know, he still had to go in for testing, but he's got some flexibility to be able to work from home next week. They're pretty good about already socially distancing, physically distancing themselves in the lab.
Yeah.
So he's usually not around many people, but we'll see what happens as things progress. But for right now, he's got to keep testing away.
And he social distances himself just in normal life too.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a little bit, this is like introvert heaven for him right now. Like,
yeah, exactly.
No one can talk to me. This is perfect.
It's kind of like our regular lifestyle anyways, but not a lot has changed.
Oh, I know. It's been very difficult. I know that we have the luxury of having this house up north, and it's on 5 acres and we're on a big lake, and the fact that it's snowing up here still is, I don't know if it's depressing. It's just, if you want spring to come, it's not the sign that you need, but
it's not the place.
No, but there is like 4.5 feet of ice still on the lake. And we've been catching crappies morning and night. Like we went out fishing this morning and caught a bunch of crappies. And I just got done cooking them up for lunch here. We had a big shore lunch for all the family because it's not just me and the kids. It's Jill and Allison and all the Krugers are up here as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what's the rest of the family recipe for the shore lunch?
I could tell you, but I have to kill you.
Fry them up?
Oh yeah, we fried them up. They get cooked up on the stove, but I can't give you the recipe because then I'd have to take you out. I mean, that's just it.
Secret.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Allison did make her famous was it? It's not Natalie Cole. It might be her. Over the Rainbow mac and cheese.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, it's not. It's another female soul singer who is famous for cooking. And I can't remember who it is. It's not Natalie Cole. It's anyways, it'll come to me later. But Over the Rainbow mac and cheese, and it was really good. Yeah, it's like 14 sticks of butter, but we don't use that, and it's all this different cheese. But it was super good. It paired really well with the fresh crappies.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. I know we've been. I mean, what else can you do with time other than bake and cook and?
Yep.
The kitchen smells great.
Oh yeah. Okay, Patty. It's Patty LaBelle. I just remembered.
Patty LaBelle.
Patty
okay.
LaBelle. She's a big soul food cooker. So, you know it's gonna be good when she has it.
Yeah.
But the other thing it has up here is we're real close to the Tioga Mountain Bike Park, which is
fun.
It's like the Cuyuna of Grand Rapids, and I've been out riding the fat bike, and I'll tell you the trails are cherry right now. They're so nice, and just going out I was busting like 2 inches of fresh snow the other day. I went and rode yesterday again, and it's like super nice, super super nice to be able to just go out and rip it up. And I got these new 45 North Van Helga tires, Gabby.
Ooh.
I tell you, they grip more than anything I've ever had on a bike before. I couldn't lose traction if I had to.
Shout out to F45 then.
Oh yeah, 45 North is
or 45 North.
Yeah, we'll say the right ones when we give a shout out. Let's how about we do that?
Yes.
yeah. Scotty was very nice enough to send me a pair of them, and I'll tell you they are beautiful, and they got the gum sidewalls, so they're not all black, and they look real kind of retro pimp. So
they look chic.
Oh, they're and Charlie Murphy loves to get dressed up. So, you know, and Charlie Murphy's my fat bike. My Otso.
Got it.
That's my Otso Vortec is Charlie Murphy.
That's his name.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story on that one?
No, you haven't.
Okay. Well, first of all, you got to name your bike. It's a rule. I just have that rule in general.
Yes, we follow that rule in our house too.
Yeah, you always got to name your bike. So I got I had upgraded my Surly Pugsley, which Jill had got me for Christmas when they first came out as a whole fat bike. It was the first time you could ever buy over the counter, all in one, all made fat bike, because before that you could only buy the parts and then you had to make it yourself. So she gets me that, and I was like 7-8 years ago. And I just had outgrown it, and it just, you know, because it weighed like 75,000 pounds, you know, it had a triple in the front. There were so many things that are just like, okay, this is not what I need anymore. And so I had seen Brandon Dorn for so long, and Dan Dittmer is an old friend of mine, and they both, they work for Otso and Wolftooth. And so they're like, you got to get one of these. And I'm like, okay. And I just like, okay. Then the straw was when Peter Spencer said, hey, I got good news and bad news for you. Good news is I want you to announce Schwamigan. The bad news is you got to do it before you get to announce it. And so I needed a bike. So I went out and got this. And so long story longer, go to get the bike from Otso. And it was a demo. And they name all their demos after lakes. And so it was named Murphy Lake. So it had this little sticker on it that said Murphy L. And so I'm riding it. And I was like, Murphy. Charlie Murphy, you know, from the Dave Chappelle skit, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Dave Chappelle skits where it's Charlie Murphy talking about? Yeah, yeah.
That was big in my high school days.
Oh, high school days.
We'll
not address that timeline discrepancy in our lives at all. So I called it Charlie Murphy. So I have a picture of Charlie Murphy on the top tube. And so my bike is Charlie Murphy. And so everywhere we go, it's like me and Charlie Murphy are doing this. Charlie Murphy
That's
and I
awesome.
Are. Yeah. So. That's that long story that went longer about my fat bike.
Well, and probably fat biking up there, there's not a soul in sight.
There actually was. Well, people are out.
People saw people out?
Yeah. So I saw one of the laser cat buddies of mine, Carl, and his wife were out riding. Joe went out riding with me. And then
that's good.
There's people out walking their dog, and they snowshoe on the trails too, which actually helps to really set the trail.
Pack it down?
Yeah. It makes it nice.
That's fun.
Yeah, but there's like it is a lot of social distancing there. There's not, you know, it's not a lot of people. But I see people going whenever time I go there. I'm like, they're either coming or going, and there's usually a couple cars. Like not like it was in the summertime where it was packed. But it's definitely nice. It's a nice area. They've done real well with it, and it's a real gem up here in the quiver of what Grand Rapids has to offer.
That's probably a nice way to get away from the kids, huh?
Oh, yeah, totally. Or I just said...
not only are you stuck inside, you've got the kiddos running around.
Yeah, and you got to figure out ways to keep them busy, and I'm not a teacher, so I'm not going to homeschool them very much besides just saying, hey, read a book.
Because do they start homeschooling next week then, like many others?
Yep.
Online stuff?
That's right. So they had to read today.
Okay.
And so we're doing that. And we got plenty of books up here, so we're not like. Apparently, that is one of the things that people are making a run on right now is books at Barnes and Noble. I heard on NPR.
That and toilet paper.
Yeah. So I'm like, what? And sour insane. Cream too. I went to Kowalski's to get sour cream, and they were all out. All they had is like.
You're kidding.
No. They had some weird non dairy version. I'm like, I don't think I'm that desperate yet.
No,
so we sent them out here, and you know, we're on 5 acres up here, and so they can go all over the place. But they have been running around the lake, and I brought a boomerang of all things, and they have been throwing this boomerang all over, and they're just fascinated by the fact that it actually, you know, it works. It, you know, you throw it out and it comes right back to you. So they've been throwing this old boomerang that I had when my dad went to Australia when I was a little kid. He brought it back for me.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so it's pretty good, that, and we've been fishing, like I said, and so it's all good. And, you know, I'd say the other half of the day is, you know, just talking to athletes and trying to, you know, find a secondary path, you know, through the next, like, 30 to 60 days for events, which I'm sure you have doing the same thing.
Yeah, you kind of, I mean, we don't know anything right now, so you just kind of have to, every day you got to go with the flow. You got to focus on what you can do And a lot of, I mean, most of us don't have pools. So you're rearranging athlete schedule that way and doing a lot of band work, or maybe they're lucky and they have a Vaza trainer. They're able to kick out one of those, but we're in the unknown, and you kind of have to just embrace it.
Yeah, I made a little video explaining the garbly-gook that I put in Training Peaks and sent it out. It's about 8 minutes long, but it's it just kind of walks through some band things, how to do bands, what we want to do, how we mimic that, and then every week I kind of progress it. With no pools, if somebody owned an endless pool right now, they would be. They would be gold
in heaven. Yeah,
I mean, you could probably rent an endless pool out right now and make millions of dollars. It's like,
oh yeah,
you could charge four rolls of toilet paper for 5 minutes.
That'll be our currency in about a month.
You know,
toilet paper.
Triathletes would go bonkers crazy if they knew that they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people that live like in warmer weather, they can go into, you know, like into lakes and oceans right now, but we don't have that capability. So we're all kind of landlocked. So that's a big piece of it. And I think Strava has reached like the highest rates that it has seen for usership as well, mm-hmm. because of this right now. The other thing they're doing, the USAT is going to be doing some online like group work. So next week I am leading a virtual bike workout over a Zoom meeting. For they'll limit it to 1,000 people. And
very cool.
I know. So I'm gonna do like an old school Troy Jacobson style. Shout out to the the OG of bike classes. Do something like along that line. And it's going to be, I'm actually kind of looking forward to it, because you sit and you can kind of explain what's going on, and I won't be riding or anything. Not that I would normally anyways, but it's going to be neat. I'll be here at my lake house talking to people all over the country and teaching them how to, or putting them through a bike workout.
That's really cool. And that's why we're so lucky these days, is there's so many virtual things to do. I mean, so many people have Zwift these days and they can still meet up for group rides and do all those things online and still feel kind of close to your friends, but maintaining your distance.
Yeah. And that's, you're absolutely right. I mean, everybody's got a trainer nowadays, especially up north. And like all different kinds, like whether it's rollers or, a resistance trainer, a wind trainer, mag trainer, the smart trainer, whatever it might be. There's so many of those out there, and it'll be neat to kind of have everybody in some place that's not like Zwift. I know there are people that have issues with Zwift.
Because another suggestion I had an athlete do this week was, she met up with a friend. They both have just kinetic trainers, very simple, mm-hmm. but effective. And they met up on FaceTime and they did a workout together.
Oh, there you go.
And I mean, they weren't talking the whole time, but they watched a show together while they were riding, and they could at least talk and get some sort of social interaction, and then you don't feel like you're alone. It still feels entertaining. The workout goes by faster. You have someone right there, just like you would going out for a ride with your best friend anyways.
Because you can see him. It's funny because I would do that with Jill when I would be traveling. Like, I'd be gone for like over a week, and I would actually just FaceTime her, and we would watch the same TV show, and we just have it sitting next to each other. So we maybe not talk, but we could see each other, and it was like you were there, you were close. And it's funny how we do that. The thing that I don't, you've probably seen this too, is with the cancellation of events, that has really started to put a panic on people. And I think I saw it. We saw it right away this last two weeks ago, when Puerto Rico got canceled. We had already had athletes already down in Puerto Rico, and the race gets canceled. And Ironman is, scrubbing races looking forward here for the next probably 60 days. For people that are trying to, create race calendars and annual training plans, it really does put a stress on that from an athlete perspective. And, I watched it when we were down in Sarasota. You and I were there. And it looked like that race was going to go, and then it didn't.
It didn't.
And the ramifications of that, especially on the para side, was
probably huge.
It was huge because the rest of the globe had already had their regional championships and their national championships. Yeah. And they put a, and so the ITU puts a lot more points to that. And so this was going to be the US one. And so we had a lot of athletes that were going to be qualifying or winning points from this race specifically, so they would be able to go to Tokyo with this race not going, and then no races subsequently after that. If the parameters stay the same, they may be out because they don't have enough points to qualify for the games. Now, it's doubtful mm-hmm. that the ITU or the USOC or the World Olympic Court, the Olympic, what would it be? It's the it's not the USOC, it's the WOC, World Olympic Committee.
I don't know. I would have to check on.
I know. I'm not missing that. I'm not saying that right, but that they have to adapt. They have to create some different standard for this, because otherwise,
it's sort of an unprecedented situation. We haven't ever been in this circumstance before, so they kind of have to. They have to adapt along with us.
Absolutely, they do, and I think that's the takeaway, is that they have to. And for people that were, you know, that are kind of worried about it, they have to be able to understand that everybody's dealing with this, not just them. And, you know, race directors are like, this is like income for them. For me, I'm race announcing, you know, that's a big piece. And, but as coaches, we have an opportunity to really show our value, you know, lean in on this one, because one of the things that we offer, I think, is a sounding board. A reasonable voice, a good shoulder, someone always to turn to for, you know, for guidance. And this is a time when we have to be able to do that. And I think this is an opportunity that is presenting itself for us to be able to do that. And if we're not, then I don't think we're doing our service as coaches.
No. Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it's, as a coach, we can just kind of help you evolve with the changes as well, because none of us kind of know what's going on. We don't know when we're racing next. We don't know how long this is going to be, but we can work with our situation as best we can. Maybe you've got a weakness. Maybe biking is your weakness, and we can really capitalize on that right now. You're not logging the miles or swimming, and you're not, maybe you can bring your running miles down and just really focus on your bike, and you can get a lot out of that.
Absolutely.
And capitalize on some of your weaknesses rather than, you know, worrying about something that you can't control, because 99% of our population is in the same boat that we are. So that's kind of, it's just reminding yourself and reminding your athletes that we're all in this same boat together. None of us have a perfect situation right now, so we just kind of have to remember that we're all in the same boat.
We're
all in this together.
And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said you have to worry about the things you can control. The things mm-hmm. that are out of your control, we just can't. I don't think it's worth burning energy on or stressing on, because if you do that, you're just kind of putting yourself in a swirl. And focus on the things you can do, focus on the things you can affect change in, and lean in on that, you know, lean into the fact that let's get better on the bike. We may not be able to, you know, to get better in the swim at this point in time, but we can focus by doing what we can. Everybody else has the same restrictions. Some even have worse. I read in, today in Italy, they have banned people going outside and biking or running.
Yes. I've got a training partner, and her family lives over in Italy. And it's been really interesting hearing about some of the restrictions that they have had. And actually, it's been like that for a couple weeks now. They can only leave their house to go to the grocery store. It's one person at a time.
Wow.
One person can go from the household. They can go to the grocery store or the pharmacy. They can't go inside. They have to wait outside, and then they get called in to the grocery store or the pharmacy.
Jeez.
So they've had to take it very seriously. So the fact that we can go outside right now, we should be all very, very grateful.
Absolutely. You can't take anything for granted these days.
No, you can't.
This. And, you know, I have to think about, you know, like everybody's focusing on the negative of this and all the negatives. At some point in time, you have to find a positive. You have to find something that has gone right for this. And two things that I have seen recently. One is the canals in Venice are now clear.
Yes.
And you can see the bottom and you can see the
pollution
fish.
Pollution has gone down. Yeah.
Pollution has gone down. I heard NASA was saying that radiation levels emitting from the Earth are at an all-time low for their testing. And that has to do with people not being, you know, outside or being on electronics of some sort. But it's almost like the Earth is going, whew, thank you.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's made us slow down and just stay home. And I think, you know, for the Earth, it's great. I think for us as human beings, it's great because so many of our lives are just go, 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 that we never take time to just kind of be in the moment, be present, as hard as it is to stay still.
Yep.
I think it can be a good thing. I think there's a lot of positives out of this. I mean, it's a very serious situation and, you know, we want to protect our elderly, but you can't dwell on the negatives either, because that's just more stress added on you.
Absolutely.
So, got to make the best of it.
Yep. Lemonade or limoncello out of lemons, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it is, it's important to think globally on this too. I think a lot of it's unfortunate. Some people who have just their sight just right in front of themselves, and you see it on TV about, you know, spring breakers just packing beaches.
Yep.
Still. And just how that has an impact on people in the medical community. You know, we both have people inside our circles that are, you know, on the front line of this. My brother-in-law is one. And he's actually, that's a reason that his family's up here with us, is so that he is like at a huge exposure rate right now. And mm-hmm. just to kind of keep that minimalistic.
Distant.
And it's interesting to think, I've had athletes, and I don't know if you have, I had some athletes over the last month that have been dealing with conditions or dealing with symptoms that, if you look at it now, are very COVID-19. Two of them that were.
And it's so hard to say.
Yeah, because they wouldn't test them.
But
it was upper respiratory. It was something they couldn't kick. You know, something that they've not been able to, that's completely different. It wasn't responding to a lot of things. And you wonder, it's like, oh, is that something that they were dealing with?
Yeah, it's so hard to say because the flu just ruined people this year as well. The flu was a lot of upper respiratory as well. So it's so hard to say. And they're telling people not to go in, you know, naturally, to go get tested if you can manage it at home, because we want to, just like your brother-in-law, we want to keep them healthy. We want to keep the supplies open. And
yeah. And they're not
so hard to say.
And they're not really testing people because they don't have the capability to do the tests.
Yeah.
And so even if you did have it, you wouldn't be able to. One of Cole's friend's stepdads, who's like in his early 40s, came back from Florida the same weekend we did, and is really, really sick right now. They called.
Ooh.
Yeah, so the ambulance that came out to his house in South Minneapolis, they they did not take him. They had him stay there. They actually had brought a doctor in to deal with him because they didn't want to have him brought into the hospital. But, you know, he's healthy, but having a hard time, you know, breathing at times. And this is a healthy younger guy, and it makes it real, like, I think in your face, like, oh my goodness, this is actually something right now.
Yeah, and I think that's just the biggest takeaway, is that, you know, it's not just the elderly. It's, you know, people in their 40s who are in decent health, people who are even in their 20s and 30s in decent health can be impacted. But what are some of the ways that you're trying to stay healthy? I know at our house, we've been popping Noon Immunity and Airborne, and we've been getting oodles of sleep,
yeah,
like 9 hours a night, which, hey, that's a plus. We've been able to sleep more.
It's true, because you don't have kids.
yeah, I guess so.
And, you know,
just have a four-legged fur baby.
That's true. I mean, the biggest thing that I think that I have done to change in my life is I have I have been more diligent about washing my hands and about mm-hmm. like just kind of trying to keep germ contact at a minimum. When I flew to Florida, it was the first time that I ever brought disinfectant wipes onto the plane, used them on the yep. way there and the way back. Washed my hands very diligently when I was down there. Like I was almost too much. Hand sanitizer.
I know my hands had cuts.
Oh yeah.
Being so dry.
Yeah. I'm now
it was like, rough.
And I count to do that now. So I think mm-hmm. those are the big things we have, you know, obviously coming up here and just avoiding contact with the outside world to try and kind of keep ourselves a little bit isolated is one thing that we're doing as well. You know, but I like being up here. So I think that's just a side benefit or effect. But we have limited our, you know, our going out, but not that you can, because restaurants and bars are all closed.
Yeah.
Or at least only you can do takeout. You can't, you know, go and sit in. So we're, you know, just having to adapt to like being inside and not having the kids go out, whereas, you know, they're not doing like big play dates. They can't, you know, up here, they can't play with their neighbor friends because our neighbors are who their best friends are. Their mom is in a high risk medical job. So she can't, they're trying to keep their exposure to friends at a minimum. Exactly. So, you know, I think those are the big things that we're doing. And I have just really focused on, I think, you know, like hand washing and hygiene, because that is a big piece of this. How about you? What are you doing differently?
I think, well, we've also really focused in on our diet as well, just added in a lot more like fruits and vegetables. We're not training at, you know, the volume that we were before naturally without swimming. So we've kind of changed our diet up a little bit, really focused on fruits and vegetables, just to help bring the vitamin mineral content up. It can't hurt. So that's been kind of fun, just trying new recipes with different vegetables. They're also not that hard to find right now.
Yeah.
I've found a lot of the snacky stuff is what's being picked over in the grocery stores. So getting away from some of the processed foods is not a bad thing.
No, and but perishable.
You can't get them now.
And you can't really stockpile perishables. Like you can't stockpile oranges or broccoli. You can only get them for, you know, you can, and if you are, then that's, I think that's very, you know, short-sighted.
Yes.
But you can't really go out and just, you know, bring in a whole bunch.
No, you can't. And we, you know, in the past we've had to use, on busy days, we've had to use like an Instacart or a Shipt service. Have mm-hmm. you used those before?
Oh yeah, that's the, like Jill doesn't go shopping at all anymore. She really loves to Instacart. I personally I found walking through the aisles very therapeutic.
I do too. I like to shop.
Yeah, but we don't do that now. And, you know, we have things delivered in. And again, limiting exposure, if we, you know, for us to other people, not just other people to us. And I think that's just kind of, those are those little small adjustments, you know, that we're trying to do. My dad has always sworn by having two clementines a day is what keeps the doctor away. Not an apple. It's two clementines, and it can't just be one. It has to be two.
It has to be two.
Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, that's one thing. And I've eaten a lot more grapefruit. I really enjoy like peeling a grapefruit, like an orange and eating it. It's kind of, I don't know. I've always eaten grapefruit kind of in a weird way, but that's, I think those are the two things. I think just bringing more citrus in. I think we're eating healthier.
Green.
Yeah, we're eating more healthy, I think, by simply not going out.
Yeah.
You know, luckily our financial aspect of it hasn't been impacted, so we haven't had to adjust too much there. But, I mean, you see people that are, you know.
It's going to hurt a lot of people.
Oh, in the airline industry, in the restaurant industry, in the hospitality industry.
Honestly, it's impacted our coaching industry as well. I mean, if it's. Because so many people are, you know, having to cut back, that sometimes coaching is the thing to go. And it's tough because there's so much uncertainty right now as well. And I think our industry is being very much impacted.
And I think this is, you know, if you think about, it's one thing that I think we could make an argument about us being essential to the people that we work with. Because if people do cut back and they go away, they're still training. And now mm-hmm. they're doing it on their own, kind of fly by night, They're kind of, you know, like cutting and pasting. What do I do? Am I doing the right thing? And you come out the backside of this and you're even, you know, nowhere close. You're either way overtrained or undertrained or, you know, just trained wrong. And that's one thing that I think we need to, you know, that we need to let people understand is that this is our value. This is what we do. This is when, you know, when life goes sideways, this is who you turn to. We are the ones that take care of you that way.
100%. I think there's so much value in it. And, you know, especially in a time where you don't really have an end goal in sight, you kind of need the cheerleader on the sidelines too, to keep you motivated. Because right now it's so easy to feel like you just want to throw in the towel. It's so easy to feel that way, but you can't. You kind of, and you need it. That's what the coach is for.
Yeah. And
to kind of help keep you going, keep your goals in line.
And help.
I think now is a good time to reevaluate goals as well, if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Just so you have something to focus in on and, you know, bring some purpose back to your training.
Yeah. You need to shift. You need to shift where you're looking at, and you need
shift
to do
your
that.
Mindset.
Exactly. And you need to have somebody there helping you with that, because trying to go through it alone is only going to be, it's only going to be worse for you overall. And you need to have, you need to have some sort of, I think we're like a bobber. That's what we are. You know, we're a bobber that helps keep people on the level. And that's an important piece. I think that's our vital, you know, contribution to this whole thing, is that we are something that levels the playing field. We are something that helps keep people sane.
And you need that.
Oh yeah, for sure. You also need to have, you know, you need to have plenty of minnows, because that's something that apparently people are hoarding, which I don't understand. But you know, just kind of keep a good prospect. I think if you're gonna think about this, you know, just look, especially from a sports aspect, just look 30 days out and just take, let's focus on the next 30 days. And then reassess, because you don't know what's going to happen. We don't, I mean, obviously we haven't hit the pinnacle of the exposure rate, and they're not going to start races, you know, in April.
No.
But, you know, and if you do have big aspirations, like let's say it's somebody who is, you know, gunning for a Kona slot, then, you know, we have to be thinking about, okay, what are races farther out that won't have the impact? Because if you have training plans that are that long, we need to be able to time those correctly. Versus, you know, shorter races or shorter programs. But, you know, there's always somebody that has something bigger out there to think about. You know, the Olympics are a big thing, and people are stressing about that. And there's no definition as to where that's going to go right now. And so...
Yeah, there's been a lot of petitions out there to get it postponed. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, and for people like athletes that are living at the U.S.
Training Center.
The OPC... they're, you know, they're in almost lockdown mode. Like, you know, they have a pool that they can swim in. That's one small subset. But even the dining hall has changed. They're not, you know, they're actually doing takeout at the dining hall. You just kind of order what you want and then they're set out for you. But they're not letting anybody in, and it's almost like its own little mini compound. And, you know, and you just have to be thinking about what you can affect change in each day. And, you know, just have some consistency of who you can talk to and kind of make your plans with. And that's your coach.
Yep. We are your sounding board.
I know. It also is a great opportunity to crush a whole bunch of podcasts or TV shows, you know, this one.
I've done a mix of both, which has been great.
Top two podcasts right now? What are you listening to outside of Be Better? Because obviously that's the number one podcast on everybody's front of mind.
So, do you know Jesse Thomas?
Yes.
And Lauren Fleshman.
Mm-hmm.
They have a podcast together. It's called Work Play Love.
Ooh, okay.
I really enjoy it. It's they're down to earth. It's funny. They talk about a lot of really relevant topics. And their banter's great. I really enjoy. Lauren's just very witty and very smart. So that is a great podcast to listen to if you kind of want something on the endurance line of things. That's a great podcast to listen to. If you want something more pop culture, if you follow Vanderpump Rules,
you just showed your
straight
cards.
Up with Stassi. So that shows my age.
Yeah,
I love me some Vanderpump Rules, and that's just it's a fun,
yeah,
whatever podcast. But so those are I've been crushing through those, and that's been fun.
Those are good. We listen.
And then we've.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh no no! And then we've I crushed through Sabrina on Netflix the past week.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah. Haven't you heard? They brought it back. It's
what?
On Netflix. It's excellent. It's so good. It's three parts, and there's about 10 episodes in each part. But it's great. It's dark, but it's great.
Oh, it's not
it's not
the original.
No, because I was a fan of that growing up. I would watch it every Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I'd tune into ABC, TGIF.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And when I heard they were bringing it back, I was like, oh, I got to watch that. But I just haven't had time. And now I have time.
Oh, geez. So
we crushed through that. And it was excellent. I'd highly recommend it.
That's good. We listened to a podcast that was actually pretty dark called Root of Evil.
Ooh.
And it was about...
is it true crime or...
Yeah. So it's a documentary about the Black Dahlia murder. And the and basically they pretty much identify who the perpetrator of that was, and but this guy was like really dark, and the impact that it had on his family, and this, how crazy this guy was, not crazy like insane, but just how outside the norms of regular society he was. It rippled down. Like multiple generations. It's really
Ooh.
Good. Yeah, Root of Evil. That was a good one.
But creepy.
Yeah, good and creepy. Jill's on. She's on the Crime Junkie. That's what she listens to
okay.
all the time. She's on the.
So has she done Serial?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've done those.
Okay.
We've done those. I don't know that I liked the second one as much. The Bo Bergdahl one.
I didn't either.
Yeah, the first one kind of set the bar, and I just felt like they kind of dropped the ball on the second one. I wasn't super thrilled by it.
It's the second movie syndrome.
It is. It's the Caddyshack.
It's never as good.
It's the Caddyshack 2, you know. It's the Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, you can't live up.
No, you can't win that one.
No.
But on Netflix, Amazon Prime, we're watching The Man in the High Castle.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, have you seen
that? What's that about?
It's in its fourth season right now. This is, and it's about what would have happened if the United States did not win World War II. And so it takes place where the United States is occupied by the Nazis and the Japanese, and they have split up the country, and it's really, really kind of cool. Takes place, you know, like post-World War II, so it's kind of that era, but everything's just a little bit on the tweak side. You know, like the Nazis are, they run, everything from the eastern coast all the way into essentially the Rocky Mountains.
Wow.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. The other one that I like is the show called Letterkenny on Hulu. And
I haven't heard of that one either.
Yeah, so Letterkenny is a comedy, and it's about hockey players and farmers and hicks, and it's not meant for kids because there's a lot of swearing, and it's really fast banter, and it's super super funny. It won a bunch of BAMFA awards in Canada for being best comedy, and it's really spot on. I really have like what I'm looking for. Something to space out on. That's a good one too.
You'd probably like Schitt's Creek then.
Yes. Yes. I started watching that.
Eugene Levy.
Yep. Started watching that. Didn't actually get too far into it. But, yeah, that would definitely be one. Did you watch the first two seasons of Ozark?
I didn't. I never got into Ozark, but my parents did.
Yeah, Jason Bateman's really good in that. And I was saying it, and I only thought about that because he was part of the TGIF series. Well,
yes.
You know, because he was what, Full House? No, he was Family Matters.
No, yes.
Family Matters. That's right. Anyways, but...
Well, and I think it's so crazy right now is Netflix has, they've taken away all like HD viewing. So you can only view it, you know, in
regular,
whatever is not regular,
regular,
whatever is not HD.
Why is that?
Because of the just everyone is streaming right now, so they've put in big, big pressure just on internet and data. So, you know, and we need people who, like government, they need enough bandwidth to do what they need to do. So Netflix has been taking up a huge percentage of it, and they've had to cut back, you know, how you can view it. So I was kind of curious if, you know, you watch a lot of Amazon Prime and wonder if they've responded the same way, and Hulu, for that matter, too.
Yeah, I suppose they have. They have to be able to kind of accommodate all those people. I know that they're pushing some content out early. I saw Disney Plus was pushing out Frozen 2 early onto Disney Plus. I think the newest Star Wars one's going to come out early as well. But those are, you know, good viewing. If you haven't seen Frozen 2, maybe one of the few movies that are better than Frozen 1.
Okay, I was just going to ask. I was like, I was sort of hesitant because I did let it go. I did love that movie.
It's just so much. It's so much more Olaf. Like Josh Gad is.
Great.
I love that guy. Like his voice as Olaf is just like if he could come to my house. He actually does on Twitter. He reads bedtime stories and broadcasts it live on Twitter.
No way.
Yep. Josh Gad, G-A-D. So if you have kids and you want them to listen to Olaf, because he does a lot of other characters, character voices, but you know, just like reading a story, like reading Alice in Wonderland as Olaf.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's super cool.
As parents know, you got to keep those kids busy right now.
Oh, absolutely. You got to keep them going. yeah, as parents know.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, speaking of that, I think I probably should go check on my kids and make sure that they're not...
They haven't destroyed your house.
They're not playing with knives and lighters and spray paint somewhere. Because I kind of isolated myself in the sun porch here. But Gabby, you know, keep washing your hands. Keep up on keep up on the training. Keep doing a great job as a coach. And you know, we're going to get through this. Let's just... You know, like I said, 30 days at a time. And this all will pass at some point. And on the other side, we will be better for it.
What goes up must come down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to us again. We appreciate you. Please stay safe. Please don't put yourself at risk. If you have older people in your life, make sure you take care of them. Make sure you're watching out for them. Do the things that need to be done. Make sure you just wash your hands. And when in doubt, lean into your coach, because we're here for you. That's our job, and we're just here to help you be better. So we'd like to say thank you, and remember that you can now listen on Spotify. You can listen on Apple iTunes, and we also have our super cool, awesome Be Better T-shirts still for sale that we'll ship to your house without having anything be touched or non-sanitized. I guess I don't know. Just saying that. So, for Coach Gabby, I'm Coach Chris, and we hope that you are just a little better. Thank you. Have a good day.
Stay healthy, guys.
Bye-bye.